Picture a 12-year-old boy standing in pools of blood from murder victims in South Africa, enduring brutal beatings at a paramilitary school, and suffering his father's emotional torture, being forced to stand for hours while told he was worthless. This wasn't fiction, but Elon Musk's reality. "Adversity shaped me," he would later reflect. "My pain threshold became very high." This childhood forged an emotional shutoff valve, making him simultaneously callous and fearless, traits propelling him to become our era's most audacious innovator. From infancy, Musk was exceptional, crying constantly, eating voraciously, and rarely sleeping. His intellectual curiosity was matched by an inability to connect with peers. One teacher believed he might be retarded because he frequently zoned out. As Musk explains, "Ever since I was a kid, if I start to think about something hard, then all my sensory systems turn off." Living with his father, Errol, exposed young Elon to both opportunity and danger. The home contained encyclopedias and engineering tools that fascinated him, but also subjected him to a Jekyll and Hyde personality. Jovial one moment, vicious the next. This unpredictable environment taught Elon to question reality itself. "Can you imagine growing up like that?" his brother Kimball asks. "It was mental torture. You end up asking, what is reality?" At 17, Elon fled both his father's volatile behavior and South Africa's violence, arriving in Montreal in June 1989 with $4,000. Despite myths about family wealth, he survived by working on farms and construction sites while staying in youth hostels. At Queen's University in Ontario, Elon bonded with Naved Farouk over computer games and philosophical discussions. He later transferred to the University of Pennsylvania, pursuing physics and business degrees, reasoning that business knowledge would prevent him from working for others. When Netscape's IPO revealed the internet's promise in 1995, Musk postponed Stanford to launch Zip2 with his brother Kimball. Their startup, combining business directories with maps, operated from a small Palo Alto office where they lived on futons and fast food until securing $3 million from More Davido Ventures in 1996. From the start, Musk showed his uncompromising leadership style. He worked relentlessly without breaks, expected the same from his team, and often rewrote engineers' code at night, openly criticizing their work regardless of feelings. Musk's venture into space wasn't just from childhood dreams. He had three driving motivations: preserving technological progress, ensuring humanity's survival through multiplanetary existence, and rekindling our pioneer spirit. Life cannot be merely about solving problems, he believed. It also had to be about pursuing great dreams. After discovering NASA lacked concrete Mars plans in 2001 and facing inflated prices for Russian rockets, Musk had an epiphany. Using first principles thinking, he analyzed rocket costs and concluded building them in-house was viable. What set him apart was his approach to risk. Rather than minimizing it like most entrepreneurs, he amplified it. He was into amplifying risk and burning the boats so we could never retreat from it, noted Roloff Botha. Despite three consecutive launch failures, Musk remained resolute. "SpaceX will not skip a beat. I will never give up, and I mean never." His persistence paid off when the fourth rocket reached orbit in September 2008, making SpaceX the first private company to achieve this milestone with just 500 employees. Unlike other American companies offshoring manufacturing, Musk focused on controlling production at Tesla, emphasizing the machine that builds the machine alongside the car itself. Martin Eberhard and Mark Tarpening founded Tesla Motors in 2003, inspired by AC Propulsion's T0 prototype. After a compelling meeting, Musk joined as board chair and led the initial $6.4 million financing. While Tesla never received treasury bailout money like GM and Chrysler, they did secure and repay a $465 million Department of Energy loan within 3 years. A crucial turning point came when Daimler invested $50 million in 2009 after Tesla impressed them with an electric smart car prototype, an investment much credited with saving the company. The summer of 2017 through fall of 2018 was what Musk calls the time of most concentrated pain I've ever had. 18 months of unrelenting insanity. As Model 3 production began, he warned, "Frankly, we're going to be in production hell," giggling maniacally, "Welcome to production hell." From these challenges emerged the algorithm. Five commandments Musk repeatedly emphasized. 1. Question every requirement. 2. Delete unnecessary parts/processes. 3. Simplify and optimize after deletion. 4. Accelerate cycle time. 5. Automate last, not first. Though Tesla delivered its first Roadster in February 2008, serious problems lurked beneath this achievement. The global recession, complicated supply chain, and dwindling funds created what Musk calls the most painful year of my life. By fall 2008, he was desperately seeking money from friends and family for payroll. The constant pressure took a physical toll, causing night terrors, vomiting, and weight fluctuations. "I was working every day and night," Musk recalls, "pulling rabbits out of hats again and again." By April 2022, Musk had achieved unprecedented success. Tesla outvalued 9 major auto companies combined, while SpaceX dominated orbital launches. Yet, as Siobhan Zillis noted, he seemed like someone winning the simulation and searching for new challenges. Twitter attracted Musk with its platform for impulsive, unfiltered commentary. He had grown critical of its woke mind virus and content moderation, particularly disagreeing with the permanent ban on Trump despite personally opposing him. After quietly accumulating Twitter shares, he stunned observers by offering $44 billion to buy the platform outright. Beyond business interests, he saw it as advancing his mission of preserving civilization through free speech. The platform also offered him personal appeal, a digital playground where, unlike his bullied childhood, he could now set the rules. The acquisition sparked a culture clash. Twitter's emphasis on psychological safety and empathy collided with Musk's preference for hardcore urgency. He quickly reduced the workforce from 8,000 to 2,000, dramatically transforming the company's nurturing culture. Despite SpaceX's Falcon 9 success, Musk's ultimate goal remained Mars colonization. In 2017, he unveiled Starship, set to be history's most powerful rocket at 390 feet tall, with 33 engines capable of lifting 100-plus tons to orbit. At Boca Chica, Texas, Musk drove progress through ambitious challenges, often staying overnight with teams until completion. He lived modestly in a 2-bedroom house near the site, decorated with sci-fi magazine posters. The experimental Starship launch in April 2023 revealed Musk's anxiety. "My stomach is twisted in knots." When the wobbling rocket required detonation 3 minutes into flight, the explosion embodied Musk himself, ambitious risks yielding both remarkable achievements and destruction. His impetuous nature worried friends, who tried moderating his behavior, once even locking his phone away overnight. "I've shot myself in the foot so often, I ought to buy some Kevlar boots," Musk quipped. Yet his unrestrained approach, despite its costs, may be inseparable from his achievements.